Inn in Calicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. WesternCalicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the music of David Crosby, Becca Stevens, and Michael League.
I first saw her as a child on a movie screen. I felt my heart jump out of my chest. She was damaged and lean, with a character, put your fortitude to the test. Beauty by day, danger by night. Ain't it a bitch to see? But the only city I could ever really love takes the time to step on people like me.
Like a wind, like a flame, she plays by the rules of her own game. She can't lose, can't win. All you can do is your best to stay in.
I hear an echo through a canyon of concrete, reflecting seas of lifeless eyes. Watching ants toting hope home into the towers, stretching up towards the sky. Somehow she moves me, somebody fooled me to thinking she don't mean to be mean. And the fact, though impractical, seems to be that she somehow got a hold on me.
Like a wind, like a flame, she plays by the rules of her own game. She can't lose, you can't win. All you can do is your best to stay in. Like a flame, she plays by the rules of her own game. She can't lose, you can't win. All you can do is your best to stay in.
Thank you. light on. Leave a light on all night long. Leave a light on. Leave a light on.
David Crosby. Oh, do you recognize that voice? That's from an album called Lighthouse, released in 2014. I must admit that when I hear music that I enjoy and that makes me feel something, I start to listen to it over and over. And the more I listen to it, the deeper my understanding gets, and I just seem to my feeling of affection and attraction to a piece of music just kind of grows. And if you've been listening to the program here on Saturday afternoons, you've probably heard your fair share of David Crosby, because recently I cannot get enough of this music. So when I look behind the story behind the songs, who wrote this song? Well, the lyrics were co-written by David Crosby and a young man named Michael League. All right, Crosby, let's see. Crosby was born on August 14th in 1941, and he is 76 years old, and he's had a lifetime as a composer. And the man that he co-wrote this music with, Michael League, is half his age. He's 34 years old, born on April the 24th in 1984. Michael League is from Long Beach, California. And he wrote the music to this song, that incredible accompaniment. When I listened to this song, and it has such an acoustic guitar feeling, I kept thinking, oh, that's David Crosby. But David didn't write this music. Michael League wrote the music. And he also plays almost every single one of the instruments. On this track, it's called The City. Michael League is playing the acoustic guitar, the baritone acoustic guitar, the 12-string electric guitar, the electric guitar, the electric bass. He's singing some vocals. Corey Henry is playing organ. And David Crosby is singing the lead vocals. So it's a fabulous collaboration. And the song is called The City. And around here, when we say the city, we mean New York City, of course. But what's fascinating is that David Crosby is not from the East Coast. He lives out in California. But this song is about New York City. The idea was that if you had to describe New York City as a woman, what would it be like? Well, that's the result of this song. And so I'm very curious about Michael League. Every single song on the album Lighthouse, released in 2014, is co-written by Michael League and David Crosby, except for one song. The song is called By the Light of Common Day. And that song is co-written by David Crosby and a young woman named Becca Stevens. So I'd like to listen to that song next. Now, once again, Michael League is playing almost all the instruments. David Crosby is basically singing. He wrote the lyrics to the song. Becca Stevens wrote the music. So this is the second song we're going to hear where the lyrics are by Crosby, but the music is by someone else. Becca Stevens is singing vocals, Michelle Willis is singing vocals, and Bill Lawrence is playing the piano. And just one more thing about this song. Indulge me here. By the Light of Common Day. You know, I'm fascinated by singers and songwriters and how that that composition, that creative process, how does that work? Well, this song is talks about my understanding of what this song is talking about. Has to do with some of those ideas about the muse. And the lyrics that really speak to me, quote, "The spark is there all the time now. If you know how to listen to your calling, the muse is quietly knocking on your door. And you have to go faithful each day and open up your head. And what will come in answer is a strong and gentle dancer will carry a song through your door." I love this song. I hope you enjoy it too. This is called "By the Light of Common Day." It's from David Crosby's Lighthouse album, co-written with Becca Stevens.
By the light of common day, things look different than they did in the starlit hour. The dark was warm and clouded. It was easy to deceive yourself and those around you in the world. To say the craziness and pain, spreading of the stain, is exactly where you gain the spark to make it. As if being happy isn't quite enough, somehow I needed to make it rough, rough enough to break it. Some way somehow. And what will come in answer? Some strong and gentle dancer will carry us on through your door. Some great lifting force of light will come to balance fearful night and raise its voice and then raise yours. Raise its voice and then raise yours.
By the Light of Common Day, that's from David Crosby's Lighthouse album. David Crosby wrote the lyrics, and a young woman named Becca Stevens wrote that music. So, you know, David Crosby, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, his ability to blend, you know, his big career had so much to do with his ability to harmonize vocally, and the textures in this song remind me so much of that kind of tight vocal ensemble singing. There's actually there's like four parts in the harmony sections of this song, and I just think it's incredible the way that you know, when you have an album and your name is on the cover, your voice is going to be the loudest one on the record because it's your album, you're David Crosby. But when you listen to this track and to other tracks, he doesn't claim the lion's share of the melody, of the singing. He really, that it's such a balanced presentation when he understands how important each of the voice parts are. It's truly a beautiful recording, Lighthouse. You know, David went through a long period after about the year 2000 where he didn't really record very much original music. And starting back with his first solo album in a long time called Craws, released in 2014. I'm sorry, Lighthouse was released in 2016. Craws was released in 2014. He started to record again, and he's recorded three albums in that time, and they are some of the most mature work of his career as a songwriter. And it's really interesting the shift that goes on between these three albums. When he wrote Craws, he collaborated with his son James Raymond. And I'll read you a quote about what he said about that first album, Craws. "I wanted to challenge myself. Most guys my age would have done a covers record or duets or old material, and this won't be a huge hit. It'll probably sell 19 copies. I don't think the kids are going to dig it, but I'm not making it for them. I'm making it for me. I have the stuff that I need to get off my chest." And he released the album independently, quote, "We didn't have any money, none. We could have gone and gotten a deal, but everybody in the music business is very leery about the big companies and what kind of lifespan they might have. Most people are doing it on their own, so that's what we did." So it's interesting hearing his expectations on that first album. He's working with his son, James Raymond, and James Raymond and him co-wrote almost every single song on the Craws album. James Raymond, in the way that Michael League took over all the instrumentals in the production, James Raymond plays almost all the instruments on the Craws album. And it's very jazzy because that's James Raymond's bent. But when you get to the Lighthouse album, it becomes very acoustic. And in those 2 years, Crosby surrounds himself with people half his age. Not just his son, but Michael League and Becca Stevens are both born in the same year, 1984. And so I'm fascinated by these younger musicians, and it's a little bit of a mystery. So I followed through a little bit. Becca Stevens was born on June 14th in 1984 in Winston-Salem in North Carolina, where she attended the School of the Arts and she studied classical guitar. But then she moves to New York City and she goes to the New School, you know, the New School down in the Village for jazz and contemporary music. And she got a degree there in vocal jazz and composition. Well, Amy Poehler, I really love Amy Poehler. Amy Poehler has a blog where she writes about women that she admires, smartest, she calls them. And Becca Stevens is featured in Amy Poehler's Smart Girls Guide. And I'd just like to read a little bit about what Becca Stevens has to say. We're going to be listening to some of her songs. She was born in Winston-Salem. These are quotes from Becca Stevens, quote, "My siblings and I were surrounded by music all the time. My parents are both singers, so it was common to hear them rehearsing classical pieces at the piano. Whether cleaning the kitchen after dinner or driving somewhere in the car, my parents always played an eclectic array of music. For a long time, I wanted to do it all, including managing my own zoo. But I was always at my happiest and most fulfilled when I was being creative, whether I was in art class, writing poetry, singing, or dancing. Over time, my monkey business was trumped by my passion for performing." So when she's about 16 years old and she's at the School of Arts in North Carolina, she decides that she's going to put all her energies into having a career in music. That's when she moves to the New School in New York City, where she graduated in 2007. "I recognized singing as my strongest calling, and that fusing voice with a guitar was my dream vehicle for self-expression, creating art that inspires me. Opening my heart to new experiences and being grateful for all that I have helps me stay true to myself." So that collaboration that she did with David Crosby on the Lighthouse album, the next album that Crosby released in 2017, his most recent recording, is called Sky Trails. And that's the title track. And Becca Stevens and David Crosby co-wrote Sky Trails. And they don't really spell it out as to who wrote the music and who wrote the lyrics. So I really feel like it was a collaborative songwriting experience. And we're about to listen to the song. And as I said earlier, this is a David Crosby album, but on this song, Becca Stevens is clearly singing the lead. I think that's just a remarkable gift that Crosby has given to her. Becca Stevens is playing the acoustic guitars and singing the vocals. David Crosby's son, James, is playing the synthesizer. And the bass player is Mai Agan. So, once again, Becca Stevens, David Crosby, the title track from Sky Trails. "The sky fails to tell me where I am."
Dream fades and I'm lying awake. Before I open my eyes, one who feels like home to me. So why was I so careless with your heart? Before I brave the hall, I try to write you a letter and watch the cursor keep time until I have to go. As I rush out, I glance in the mirror to find a creature waiting to climb to the light where she belongs. Like scorpions in amber, or the sparks above the campfire, dancers underneath a rare blood moon, spinning there barefoot, shadowed by the blazes cast and dancing out their hearts into the sky.
Sky Trails, David Crosby, released in 2017. That's Becca Stevens, who co-wrote the song and is singing lead vocals. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. On today's program, we're exploring the music of David Crosby and the relations between him and Becca Stevens and Michael Leig. So, you know, Sky Trails, there's a lot of background material. You can go on YouTube and see a lot of clips about the thoughts that went into each of the tracks. And it's really beautiful. He acknowledges Becca. David Crosby says, quote, "She's a stunning, amazing singer and a great writer. I'd rather be in a band with her than almost anybody." So I find that song to be incredibly hypnotic. And I also find that the music is complex and imaginative and brings more meaning to the lyrics. It's not folk and it's not jazz. And it doesn't really need to have a genre, but it's very hard for me to classify these things. It sounds very similar to some of the work that Joni did. when she went in a jazz direction. And some of that is probably due to the collaboration with Michael League. So Michael League, let's find out a little bit more about him. Like I said, he was born in 1984 in Long Beach, California. But he went to college at the University of North Texas State. That's where I went to college. At the time I went to college, we call it North Texas State University. It's in Denton, Texas, and it's got one of the largest music schools in the entire United States. Not only the classical music, but their jazz program is probably the biggest, most successful jazz program in a university. And in his freshman year of college, he formed a band. Michael League formed a band called Snarky Puppy. All right, and it's a collective. It's like a jazz collective. When he started the band, it was about 9 musicians. They were all there in school together at North Texas State. And then he graduated. They've all moved to Brooklyn, and now there's like 20 different musicians that participate in Michael League's jazz collective called Snarky Puppy. And since Snarky Puppy began recording back in 2004, they've gotten 3 Grammy Awards. In January 2014, they got a Grammy Award for the Best R&B Performance. Now, wait a minute. They're jazz, but they got a Grammy for the Best R&B Performance with a vocalist named Layla Hathaway. They are adept at doing such a wide range of genres. It's truly remarkable. Their second Grammy Award was in 2016 for an album called Silva, which was a collaboration with a Dutch orchestra, and they got the Grammy Award for the Best Contemporary Instrumental. And then their third Grammy was for Culture Vulture, which is another instrumental recording, and they got the 2017 Grammy Award once again for the Best Contemporary Instrumental Album. So Snarky Puppy, they're like masterful musicians. And when David Crosby released Sky Trails, there's one song that he just flat out recorded with Snarky Puppy. It's the entire ensemble. And so it's called Somebody Home. We're about to listen to it. And Snarky Puppy is basically an instrumental ensemble, but they did 2 albums where they would bring in different singers, different vocalists. They did a track with Becca Stevens. We're going to hear that one too. But first, let's listen to the track that they did with David Crosby. The album is called Family Dinner, Volume 2. And like I said, it is basically the Snarky Puppy Band. The song is called Somebody Home. And this is the live, this is not the studio version, this is actually the live recording from the Snarky Puppy album featuring David Crosby.
This tune, I think I said it one time, but that was to some other folks. This is kind of an apology from all men to all women.
The room claps.
Yeah.
We accept your apology.
We accept your apology because they're on my side. Because, yeah. See, the mistake we make, and it's sort of a lack of blood to the brain. And I'm not sure why. I don't understand where it went. But we have a problem. We have a problem because we keep thinking that the wrapping paper is the gift, and the gift is inside. You know, you have to get as old as me to learn that. Mind you, I'm a wise old bird because I've been with my wife 38 years. Yes, sir. You young whippersnappers have got a thing or two to learn, I tell you.
Thank you.
I know what you think about guys like me, looking at you hungry, loving what they see and only see the surface. And not what's beneath. Thinking about winning you like winning a race, missing you, watching me, and stunned by your face. But when I look at your face, I think there's somebody
that's a live recording. That snarky puppy, Michael League, with a song that David Crosby wrote and performed live. And that's from Family Dinner, Volume 2, Snarky Puppy's album. So not only is that a wonderful live recording, but they actually did a really fabulous video of all these different angles. And you can watch the recording in place. And this is an amazing ensemble. If you listen to the textures, that's live. there's not multi-tracking going on in a studio. There's actually 20 people on stage. Somebody's playing the organ. There's three or four guitars. There's two drum sets. There's a couple of percussionists. There's three backup singers. There's horns. There's saxes. There's strings. And they have a conductor. Michael League plays the bass. He kind of stands in front. And it's a fascinating experience. I would love to see Snarky Puppy live because they treat their live performances like you're in a recording studio. Not only does every performer on the stage, and that's a lot of people, they all have on headphones. Everyone in the audience also has on headphones. Which is just mind-blowing for me. It's like you're in a recording studio listening like up close. It's something when you hear a live performance and you got these big speakers and it's in the room around you. But being able to listen to headphones, I just think that that's an amazing thing. So I'm very impressed by the level of musicianship of Michael League and the work that he's doing with his band. And as I said earlier, Becca Stevens, who co-wrote a couple of songs with David Crosby, and he featured her on his last two recordings, she also did one of her songs with Snarky Puppy on that same Family Dinner Volume 2 album. So we're going to listen to this song. This is Becca Stevens and a Norwegian violinist named Vesen. And this song by Becca Stevens is called I Asked. I Asked My Love. Oh, yeah. Snarky Puppy, Becca Stevens. Thank you.
your wild heart beat.
Live. The fascinating singer-songwriter Becca Stevens performing live with Snarky Puppy. Michael League formed and leads Snarky Puppy, and that's from Family Dinner Volume 2. Whatever makes you happy, darling, whatever makes you smile for me, that's all I need. Wow, that song just does it for me. It's got such a fabulous energy, and it's just really refreshing to hear this kind of inspiring music coming out of such a young performer. So I looked into Becca Stevens' discography. She has released 4 albums. She self-released her initial recording in 2008 called T by C. Her next 3 albums were released on different labels, Weightless in 2011, Perfect Animal in 2014, and her most recent recording, we're going to hear a couple tracks from Regina, which is on the Ground Up label, which is the same label that a Snarky Puppy records for, and I believe that Michael League might be involved with that as well. So from Becca Stevens, Regina, from 2017, this song is called Lean On.
When your prayer to the heavens hears no answer, and your head sick and writhing like a broken dancer, grab a hold of, I can hold us, don't stay lonely, bring it to me. Now you've fallen in the black well, slipping farther, and your poor legs are seizing from treading water. can lean on. I'm a lover you can lean on. If you trip, lean on. Little love you can lean on. If you're tripping, lean on. I'm a lover you can lean on. Are you scared for tomorrow? Can we make it? Here's a ring for your finger. If you take it, grab a hold, love. I can hold.
Rocking her to sleep. Ophelia
made a promise from thine own self be free, and fell into the arms of the deep. One night, traveling home from war, his dreams as black as ink. Now, upon the river's edge, death haunted.
Becca Stevens. That song is called Ophelia from her album Regina, produced by Michael League. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music in today's program. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 in the afternoon, and it's currently 80 degrees here at our studios. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill. We serve the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. You can hear us online at WJFF.